You're never going to amount to anything. All you do is sit there. You know who... who you remind me of? Your late mother. She always sat around and did nothing. You've taken after her. Get up. Doesn't your backside hurt from sitting on that stool all day? I am sure that nothing good is going to come out of that old woman. Get up and go build a decent life for yourself.
Will you leave me alone, old man? If I'm in your way, I can go sit over there. I never bother you, and I'm working for you for free, so stop nagging me already, okay?
Believe me, I'm saying this for your own good. Fine, don't listen. But I'm telling you that that old woman up there is never going to make you rich.
But I don't even want her money. The poor woman doesn't have anyone except me. Leave me alone. Kareem,
what?
Kareem, I'm
what
being summoned.
It?
Look, I'll pay for this later. I'll be right back. Hello? Ma'am? Hello?
What is it, Khosrow? What's wrong with you? I've told you many times not to speak loudly when you come downstairs. How many times do I have to repeat myself?
I brought your newspaper, ma'am. What else would you like me to bring to you?
As usual, I've written everything down on that piece of paper so you wouldn't have to ask me. What's wrong with you today?
Nothing. Ma'am, should I pay your phone bill? Isn't it better if you summon me by phone? They'll disconnect the line if you don't pay it.
I don't care. Just do what I tell you to do. I don't need a phone when I have no one to call me anyway.
Are you feeling any better?
Don't worry. I'll still be alive by the end of the month to pay your wages.
Okay. Oh, ma'am.
Now what?
I found where your brother lives.
Yeah? You're always talking nonsense. Get out of here.
I'm serious. I swear I found him.
Don't lie to me. It's cruel to play jokes on an old woman. But if you do really find him, I'll give you everything I have.
If I find him, will you come out?
You're really talking more than you should today, you know.
Ma'am, will you let me live on the first floor? I have to come a long way to get here, and my wife's...
How many times do I have to tell you no?
But ma'am, if we all live here, then I can be at your service even in the middle of the night.
I don't like it when you talk so much.
All right, I'll stop talking.
Get out of here. I shouldn't have forgiven you last time.
But ma'am, I'm worried about you. God forbid, if something should happen to you...
Put the key behind the door. I don't need your services anymore.
All right, ma'am. All right, I won't talk anymore.
Khosrow!
Yes, ma'am?
What makes you so certain?
About what?
That it's my brother.
His name was in the newspaper a while ago. Do you want me to call him? His name is Ferdows.
Call him.
Khosrow, go and call him. Go call him. He might give you a good reward, and then you'll be able to move into a better place.
Should I ask for money?
Of course. You should do everything for money.
What if the old woman finds out?
How could she?
For them.
There's nothing wrong with getting a reward.
No, no. If the old woman finds out, she'll be upset. Besides, what if I never see the old woman? What if it's not even her?
What's wrong with you? You'll never grow up, will you? Any day now, they're going to kick you out for being so behind on your rent.
Hello, Mr. Ferdows. Mr. Ferdows?
Oma?
Mr. Ferdos, it's me.
Hi, Mabube.
Are you watering the flowers? Or are you watering the driveway? You always tell us not to waste water.
Oh, you're right. I was daydreaming.
Lost in thought. How are you?
I'm fine. But are you okay? I've never seen you like this before. Is something wrong?
No. I mean, do you know if Mr. Yosefi is at home?
No, he's always at work at this time of day. Did you want to see him?
No. It's nothing urgent. I mean, you know, I'll see to it. I'll take care of it myself. Thank you. Yes.
When you don't talk, I think you're up to something.
But when I talk, you become upset. And when I don't talk, you still criticize me. So confused.
Your problem is that you talk when you're not supposed to. And then silent when you're supposed to talk. Well, what happened?
I called, ma'am.
And?
No one answered the phone. He might be out of town.
You're not lying, are you?
That's all? He said he found your sister, but didn't say where?
That's all he said. You know, the description he gave, it seemed to be correct. And I think it's her.
But we put out the ad a long time ago. Why did they just call now? Everyone had completely forgotten. I bet it's a prank like all the phone calls we got the first few days.
You know, Reza, it's a fact that when you lose a loved one, every phone call you get gives you some hope. You cling to it because the slightest news brings you joy.
I guess you're right.
But didn't he say he'd call you back?
Yes. He's called 100 times since yesterday.
Yeah.
But the problem is he won't give me the address.
What's going on over here, hide and seek? If he's telling the truth, why doesn't he give us the address?
I think the guy's trying to swindle you. Did he ask for any money?
I don't know. You know, he seems like a very simple-minded person. The first time he called, I told myself I'd give him a reward. I told him I'd give him anything he wanted.
Oh, no.
But he seems scared, like he's worried about something. He's worried, and I don't understand why.
You offered him anything he wanted, so now he's going to expect a pot of gold. Listen, the next time he calls, let me speak to him.
All right. Now,
not to worry. I'll get her address.
All right.
You know, if I'm not mistaken, he's dragging it out just to increase the reward.
No, I don't think so.
I think we should just call the police.
What will come to those who ridicule and laugh at the prophets? This is not something you want to do.
Arrest and question any stranger who sets foot in the city, do you understand? I don't want one word spoken without our guards hearing and recording what was said.
At a time when sadness and futility reigned, everyone hopes for salvation.
For years, the rabbis at this temple, including myself, have anxiously awaited the arrival of the Messiah.
Has he been born yet?
He has. I heard his cries with my own ears.
The child that I wanted to devote to you has turned out to be a girl.
The boy we await will be a great man. However, he has to be born to a great and pious mother. A woman even more virtuous than you, Hannah. The promised Messiah will be born to your daughter.
She is your servant, your humble servant. This is Mary.
A holy girl, a holy woman, a holy child.
God knows there is no other human being like the girl in your arms. She has greatness within her. Much more greatness than anybody realizes, my dear.
No girl has ever served in a temple. No female has ever entered this holy place.
The Chosen One.
Well, Zechariah, I heard you're making a hut in the temple for Mary.
Is it possible that Mary could someday be Christ's mother?
Whatever may happen to your daughter is God's will. The health and well-being of every person rests in his hands. I can only pray for your child and her health. The voice said, God has chosen you, Mary. It called out my name, along with the name of three other women. That voice was so beautiful. Oh, Grandfather, the way it said those names.
The Christ will come and abolish these money-loving hypocrites who would keep them in bondage. He will loose their bindings.
How can we be expected to speak to a newborn baby?
Saint Mary, coming soon on iFilm.
Hello. Hi. Yes, it's me.
I'm a friend of Mr. Ferdos.
Why didn't he pick up himself?
You have no reason to worry now. Listen. Come over. Come over here right now. We don't want her address. Just come over.
All right, wait just a sec. Let me write it down. Wait. All right. What street is it? All right, interesting. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And the building. Okay. Yes, listen. Before I come to you, you have to promise me something. Yes. Yes, promise me. She won't find out. Yes, I don't want her to find out. Okay, tonight? No, tomorrow.
No, tonight.
All right, okay. If you're not planning any tricks, then all right. I'll come, yes. Just remember, you promised. Don't embarrass me in front of her. Yes, okay, all right.
Goodbye.
What did he say?
Don't worry, it's settled.
And he insisted that we don't tell your sister anything.
He also insisted on coming over tomorrow, but I told him he has to come tonight. So he's on his way.
Are you sure?
Absolutely sure.
Let's wait then.
Will you stop going back and forth like a pendulum clock?
We're being toyed with. It's obvious it was just a prank call.
How do you know? He's not sick. Why would he plan such a prank on us?
Come on.
You know how many twisted people there are out there. Were you born yesterday?
What kind of people?
You know, people have a screw loose, nutcases, people with rocks in their head.
Listen,
maniacs,
I think
maniacs, haters. Uh-huh.
These yeah. expressions are all foreign to me.
What happened, sir? Yeah.
What can I say?
And?
I hit the bullseye.
Wow.
Then I got off the phone with him. He's coming over tonight.
Good work.
That's great. That's good.
Settle.
Is he going to bring Miss Homa with him?
No, he doesn't want her to know.
What for?
Well, I imagine he probably wants to ask for some money or...
He wants money?
You mean he's a swindler?
Don't dare give him anything.
I know how to deal with these punks. Once he gets here, I'm gonna hit him...
No, don't do that. He'll just get up and run away.
Listen, he's right. Obviously, we need him.
I don't know.
Because he has her address and
I don't agree
at
all. We shouldn't trust these kinds of people. Let's call the police right now
so
they'll be on alert. Come on, we should call them.
There's no need. The description he gave was correct.
No, we don't need the police. We got Superman here.
Thanks.
He can take them all by himself.
This is a serious matter. We should notify the police.
Let's see what he has to say before we decide what to do.
I suggest you all go home, have dinner, get some rest, and I'll just be walking around outside the door by myself.
Sir, we're
no,
not
no, no,
by ourselves.
This is dangerous.
Right, it's not a big
no
deal.
Way.
It's nothing, really. I'll just be out there.
No. I don't think you should
They'll
be alone at all.
Go outside and be on the lookout.
Yeah,
and
good
the two
idea.
Of us will have a cup of coffee till you arrive.
He's right.
When I see
right.
him, I'm going to tie him up and bring him right to
he's
you.
Don't
worry.
Yes, this guy's
I got
amazed.
Him. I'll control him.
Let's go.
All right.
Worry.
I don't want to
turn
He won't. Don't worry.
Let's go.
We know what we're doing.
You see?
Trust us.
Sir, why don't you wait here while I bring you some coffee?
Wait. I have coffee inside. It's ready to
please,
be served.
Please wait
it's in
here.
The coffee maker.
He always stays behind and we do the work.
It's always the same with this guy, right?
After you.
After you.
No, you.
Let's sit down.
Yeah, let's sit here. It's much better.
Yeah. I just wonder why he's coming alone. I mean, if he really intends to show us Homa, why doesn't he just do it tonight?
No. You see, right. he wants to know if we're willing to give him money or not. Suppose we do give him money, then we need to see if he's willing to give us the address or not. Suppose he does give us the address, then we need to see if the address is correct or not. You heard what he said. Do you understand or not?
Me? I never like negotiations. I'm just gonna dropkick the guy when I see him.
Jangir, we're not gonna have any physical contact.
Ali, the guy has no moral principles. What kind of person asks for money in return for a good deed?
You can't think like that. People are
what
different.
He's doing is completely immoral.
Oh, stop bluffing. No one believes you.
Huh?
You're gonna run away as soon as you see the guy. Remember the real estate agency?
Didn't I tell you there's nothing wrong with bluffing?
This guy, he's not from around here, is he? He looks like he's looking for something.
He's acting suspicious. Ali, if I'm not mistaken, he's our guy. Reza, now's your chance. Knock him down with the first blow. Show us what you got.
All right, I'm going. Watch my back.
Let's go over there so we can cut off his escape route.
Hello to you. Good
Hello.
Evening.
Good day to you.
What brings you here?
I'm looking for an address.
Whose address?
My friend's.
Your friend? Do you live around here?
No, I don't live around here.
Then what are you doing here?
What?
Look how rude he is.
Reza's acting rude too.
This is my neighborhood.
So what?
I think you're lost, buddy.
Don't touch me.
Hey, you're not in Kansas anymore, and I'm the Wicked Witch.
I don't know anything about Kansas. I'm just looking for an address, is all.
Give me that address.
What?
I want to see
it. Stop it. What? Don't touch me.
Hey, don't touch me.
Don't
you're
touch
in the wrong
me,
neighborhood.
It's
Watch
none of your
it.
Business. Get away.
I swear, if you keep
what
this up, I'm going to hit you.
What is wrong with you?
Hey.
Get away from me. Stop it. It's
Watch
none of your
man.
Business. Leave me alone.
Yes, you're looking for
stop.
An address,
what's
right? That's all.
What? Hello, what's your friend talking about?
Whatever he says, he's right.
I'm picking up my brother from here. He's at a birthday party.
Listen,
hey,
buddy,
hey, don't raise
truth.
Your voice here, please.
Why won't you believe
it's
me?
It's none
what's
of your
problem?
Business how many
well,
I told
are
you,
here.
You're not in Kansas anymore.
Yeah.
Do you understand the lie? You understand
don't
what I said?
Touch me.
You should really be polite when you speak
stop
to
it.
People.
He's got some
why
nerve, huh?
What a
Listen,
night.
You better calm down.
Just leave me alone.
You know what's
Stop
your problem?
It.
You really have some nerve, huh?
Oh, look, I
a
have a
birthday
address.
Party. Yeah,
go,
yeah
okay?
right. Birthday
Stop
party.
It. You know what's wrong with you? Just. Stop
Don't
it.
Touch
it. Oh my
birthday.
God.
Let me see your invitation
yeah,
card,
listen.
Please. Give it here.
Let's see it.
I must give it to him.
Give it to him.
Hey, this is our address.
I must have the wrong address.
Let's throw him a birthday party. Happy birthday to you.
This guy's unbelievable.
Birthday party,
huh?
It's
been a mistake. Oh my God.
Sit down.
Calm down. Please be calm. Don't worry. Don't be afraid. Tell me, son. What is your name? Don't be afraid.
My name is Bijan. Bijan.
Ah, come on. He's lying, sir. Obviously, he doesn't look like a Bijan to me. Looks more like a Salmon Dune or something.
Is the old woman your sister?
Shut your mouth.
Sister? You can call me whatever you like.
Yes, sir. Did you not tell me on the phone that your name is Khosrow?
Khosrow. That's what they call me.
Very well, Khosrow. What do you want?
He wants a beating.
Nothing, really. On the phone, you said you'd give me money. So I'm here for the money.
Money? You think money grows on trees?
Yeah, yeah. You're here to take our money?
I don't even want your money.
Sit down. We're just about to blow out the candles for you.
You mean you won't give us her address unless we give you money, huh?
Yes.
Yes.
We'll
sure,
see.
Yeah, of course.
What's your problem, son? Who are you afraid of?
The old woman.
Why did you look at me when you said old woman? Don't laugh. Reza.
Now, why would you be afraid of an old woman? Why did it take you so long to notify us?
The old woman herself asked me.
Well, why didn't she call herself?
Her phone line is, disconnected. At first, I didn't know her brother was looking for her.
Okay, let me ask him a practical question, all right? Oh, does the picture in the newspaper look like the old woman or not?
Answer him.
Does it look like her or not?
Well?
I wouldn't know. I've never seen her.
Say what?
Are you lying?
You lie so easily, don't you?
This guy's lying to us.
What you're saying is that you have not seen Homa, Mr. Ferdosa's sister?
No.
It doesn't make any sense. You say you work for a woman who you've never seen.
You see, she has this window, and every time she puts the pot there, it means she needs
me. Stop smiling.
It's all a lie.
You mean
prank.
The old woman who never leaves her home?
No, never.
How can she survive like that?
I do everything for her.
You do everything?
How does she pay for her expenses? Where does she get money?
She's super rich. Super.
She must have some kind of problem if she refuses to come out.
Sir, I would also love to see the old woman leave her house and get some fresh air. But if she leaves the house, then I guess I'll be out of a job, won't I?
All right, don't worry. I'll give you money. Don't worry about her leaving the house. All you do is just take us to see her.
No, I can't.
Why not?
Huh?
But you just said you'd give me money.
You want the money right now?
Yes, of course.
Now listen to me. He has lost his biological sister many years ago. He just realized that she has been found. He's worried. He wants to see her as soon as possible. Do you understand this or not?
He doesn't get it.
Listen to me. How much money do you want, anyway?
Well, enough to buy a house as big as this?
Hey.
Enough to what?
I mean, enough to rent.
He wants to build a tower.
All right, son. All right. I'll give you the money. Satisfied? I can't take it anymore. Get up. Take me to her. Let's go. Let's go.
But,
all
sir,
right, get up.
I want my money first.
You have some nerve. You should really be ashamed.
Relax.
You should be ashamed.
You're hurting me.
Sit back down. We're about to blow out the candles.
Look at me. Do you have any children? Do you have any children?
He doesn't.
I do.
Really?
She's 4 years old and very pretty.
Look, all this is a game. You've got some nerve. Take it easy.
You're stupid or you think we're stupid. Which is it?
You know, I should hit you
Listen
on the head.
To me. Tell me. Are you stupid, or are you an amateur?
No, I've been working for the old woman for a long time now.
He's mocking your question.
Sir, let me handle him.
I promise I'll be gentle and polite with him like you said. Listen, brother, I'm a little upset. Don't be
surprised
smiling. If I happen to smash your brains in, okay?
Why are you touching
sit
me?
Down. Yeah, sit down, relax. Sit down.
All right, okay, all right. There's no need to hit him. Now listen to me. If he gives you money right now, will you be willing to show us where she lives? Again, you're raising your eyebrows.
He raised his eyebrows again?
Why not?
Well, because it's night, the old woman is asleep. Besides, she needs to give me permission. Tomorrow.
Isn't she waiting for her brother? Huh? So what do you need permission for?
Well, I didn't tell her that I found her brother.
Huh? You didn't tell her?
You mean you lied to her too? You know that if she finds out, she's gonna kick you out.
But you promised you wouldn't tell her. Will you?
We'll tell.
He says he'll
Listen
tell!
Listen to me. We won't tell her. We won't tell her. We won't!
Hold on. Just give us a location. We'll meet you there in the morning. We'll give you your money. We'll leave. And then you show him where she is.
I don't think we should leave him tonight. He might disappear on us. I don't trust him. Do you?
You're lucky to have found him in the first place. We're not gonna leave you until you give us her address.
Sir, excuse me. What should we do? This is driving me crazy. I'm going crazy.
You leave this guy?
What should we do with him? What if they've waited so many years to see her? I can't wait one more night. See what you can do.
Spill it out.
If you let
Spill
me,
it out.
I can beat her dress right out of
wait,
her.
Hold on, hold on.
Just beat him silly. Wait, that's
wait, get up.
Beat him silly.
Get up. Get up.
You're in big trouble now. You don't want to mess with this guy. He knows what he's doing. Sure. Get at him.
Come on. Make him understand, but do it
sure.
nicely.
That's right. Come on.
We should have just beaten him. That's why. You know why?
What's wrong with that guy? Don't let us down. Now at 10 o'clock sharp, I'll be waiting for you opposite the bank.
The one that has the ice cream stand?
Yes.
Right.
They only let you go because of me.
I know.
So don't embarrass me now in front of them.
Say, isn't there a way for me to get the money tonight?
Don't make me call
oh,
them.
No, no, no. Okay, all right. I'm going.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Rock-a-bye, baby, on the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock.
Did you put her to sleep?
Whew. Yes, anything I can do for you?
No, but if you want some fruit, there's a full plate in the fridge. Bring it here with you. But be careful, don't drop it.
I'm not stupid. I know you just want the fruit for yourself.
You know, Jahangir, it's really strange how much Homa and I look like each other.
Yes, it's strange.
Jahangir... This ad was printed many months ago. Where did this guy all of a sudden come from?
That's because the guy's a fraud. But nobody believes me. I've mingled with all kinds of people. And I know a fraud when I see one.
I bet.
Why are you looking at me like that? All right, I'm not so sure about him. He was very weird. What was his name? Pejman, Pedram, Param, or whatever. He was an idiot. Or a criminal. He wouldn't even tell us his real name. And he wanted loads of money!
Well, it says here that there's a reward.
It says reward. It doesn't say mooch off of me, does it? There's a proper way to do everything. Normally, they would show us where the person is, and then they would get a small tip and leave. But this guy wants the money first before he shows us where she is. Plus, he says he's never even seen her before. And he wants enough money to buy a house.
Enough to buy a house?
Well, when we smacked him, he became satisfied with renting.
Well, I think you should definitely go with Mr. Ferdos tomorrow.
Why?
Well, because other than Mr. Ferdos, you're really the only one who can recognize Homa if you see her.
I'll go, but not because of that. I want to make sure they don't steal the old man's money.
Anyway, Don't trust what Omid says. The guy might run away after he gets the money. Be careful.
Don't worry.
Jahangir, how do you think I'll look when I grow old? Will I be ugly?
You mean you're gonna get even uglier?
Very funny.
Have some fruit. That fraud didn't even tell us his real name.
He didn't seem like a dishonest person. I know his intention is to get money from us. But I think he's telling the truth.
Omid, tell me, can you imagine the moment Mr. Ferdos lays his eyes on his sister? It'll be a moment of wonder.
Is that the subject of your next painting?
No, but what if the man is not telling the truth?
Yeah. He might have been poor, but he wasn't a liar.
I really wish I could be there too. You're not going to let Mr. Ferdos go alone, are you?
No, I'm going with him. Just to be on the safe side, we're also taking Jahangir.
Omid, can I come too?
While I'm there witnessing the moment, you stay here and draw how you imagine.
Can you write it for me? Some emotions are so deep they can't be written or painted.
I didn't say to paint my painting.
What are you talking
about? Have some.
Thank you.